Sam, thank you very much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here today for Volunteer Appreciation Day.
It's a pleasure to meet you in person.
Yes, yes. Finally.
Yes.
So just right off the get-go with the newly formed GAN Pride Alliance, how did you get involved and, how did you get your start in this whole volunteer deal?
Okay, well, my roots are deep. I was a theater kid as I was going through high school. I went to an arts high school in Niagara Region. And, of course, the arts tend to have a nice little magnet for the 2S LGBTQIA community. And so I worked with a wide variety of very diverse people. And from there, moved on to doing some wigs with the Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake. So was pretty heavily in with 2 Feet. And it sounds like, theater's the only place you meet 2S LGBTQIA people. Not the only place, but it sure is one of the places. So from there, moved to Toronto. And I played a lot of gay bars. I play piano and sing. And I was a regular in a bar on Yonge Street called Tracks on the 3rd floor. And it's probably as seedy as it sounds to you. It was pretty great, though. It was 3 levels and, there were drag queens down at the bottom level. And every once in a while, when my shtick was done, I'd get invited to come down there and do that sort of thing. And from there, I got involved with PWA, People with AIDS. I had a social work degree, and I worked for them kind of raising funds and awareness and that sort of thing. And then from there, I've just been always involved in the community.
And, we talk to people about this all the time, and, they always say, well, it's always nice to give back. Why do you think it's important to help give back to the community?
I working in education, Tim, I see a lot of kids who are questioning, who maybe don't have the support that they need at home at the time, just because it's such a new out, if you will, or, people not feeling comfortable to be out. So if Gananoque Pride Alliance can provide that kind of net for people, that's why I volunteer.
Accomplishments are one thing, as a volunteer, you hear people get awards for this and awards for that. Along the way, I'm sure you've been recognized for a few things you've done. What are you most proud of?
I must say I am proudest of the fact that there are some people who have lived in this community for a long time and came to some of the events this year. And the one thing that one person said, and I'm actually having coffee with them later on today, they said, I've never really felt 100% like I could be myself in the community. And now I found a place where I can. And so if that's the start for that person feeling comfortable everywhere in the community, because, it just takes one moment to connect somebody in, right? That's the best moment.
And finally, I guess one other thing I was going to ask you is if somebody else came to you and says, hey, I'd like to get involved in what you do, or, I'm thinking of getting involved in this organization here in town, what would you have to say to them?
I'd say awesome. It takes a village. Sometimes the village people, little sideline joke there. we are super happy to have people involved, and anybody who's interested can email us at ganpride@gmail.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is GAN Pride Alliance, and our Instagram as well. And we are also looking forward to our youth committee creating a TikTok, but that's on the back burner for right now until we actually get it going.
Thank you so much for being here. It's been a blast.
You're welcome.
We'll do it again sometime soon.
Thanks.